Morning, on Masechet Beit Daf Kaf Bet, and we're starting on the Amud, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down to the Amud. So we saw yesterday, we had a question. We ended off with yesterday's Daf. We had a question. We said like this, we said that there were three things that Rabbi Gamliel was machmir about, Kriya Beit Shammai. He said, Ein Tomnin. So we said, what do you mean, Ein Tomnin? So the Gemara said, Hachidami, what are we talking about? We said, Ein Tomnin. If there was an Erev Tafshirin, so then what's the problem? If there was an Erev Tafshirin, are you coming and say, yeah? If there was an Erev Tafshirin, so then how could Beit Hillel say yes? Right? That was the question. So the Ravuna said no, there was an Erev Tafshirin, and this was according to Rabbanan. It says Ravuna, and Ravuna the Tama, and Ravuna said that if you didn't make Erev Tafshirin, you could still do Bichtei Chayav. I took a picture already. Right? In other words, enough, you could bake one loaf of bread, and you could boil one jug of water, and you could have, you could do Tommy to one thing. So that was, we saw the brighter as well there. Rava says no. Rava says different answer. Rava says, L'olam sheniach, says no, it's pashut, there was an Erev Tafshilin. Right? So if there was an Erev Tafshilin, right, so if there was an Erev Tafshilin, so then what's the problem? Why did Abaye say no? So he says, Vishani Hatmana. Hatmana is different, right? As opposed to Bishul, as opposed to heating water, etc. That's different, but Hatmana is different. The Mucha Chamilta, the Adata, the Shabbat, Ka'avid. He says, why does Shabbat say no, even if you got Erev Tafshirin? He says, because when it comes to cooking and all the other stuff, it's not so partial that it's for tomorrow, for Shabbos, because you could just be making a lot of food for today. But with the Hatmana, why would you be covering up food and keeping it all stored, etc.? It's partial that the Hatmana there is for tomorrow, and so on. Right? So that's why it says, Eitim Abayas, Abaya has a kasha. Chananya Omer, we learned this, I actually mentioned this Gemara yesterday, on Yud Zayin, we saw there, that Eitim Abaya has a kasha. Chananya Omer, Becham Omerim, Enofin Elim Ken Arei Bepat, Ven Mevashin Elim Ken Arei Betafshil, Ven Tomin Elim Ken Ayulu Chamin Tmunim Beryom Tov. So he says, we saw there that Chaneri said that Beit Shammai's shitta was that when you had an Erev Tafshirin, you had to have a separate Erev Tafshirin for each function. So to cook, you'd Erev Tafshirin on a pot of food. For baking, Erev Tafshirin on some bread. For Hatmana, you had to have some Hatmana, and you did Erev Tafshirin with Hatmana. So it's pashut that Beit Shammai allowed you to do Hatmana. So he says, if imken, hayulo chamin tibunim erev yom tov. Ha, hayulo chamin tibunim. Therefore, mi avid. V'af agav de mucha chamil tida adat de Shabbos kavid. And that didn't seem to bother Beit Shammai, that it was clear the whole world was going to see you doing hatmana, and it's pashut even then that hatmana was for Shabbos, because why would you be wrapping up food to keep it warm or digging into a sand pit or whatever if it was for today? It's clear it's for tomorrow. And Beit Shammai said, as long as you did erev tafshirin with hatmana, you could do hatmana. So we see that Beit Shammai is not troubled by this fact that everyone's going to notice it's for tomorrow. So El Amar Abai says there must be a different reason. What's the difference? What's going on here in this Mishnah? Why did Beit Shammai here say no? Kagon she'arev lezeh ve'lo arev lezeh. That's what it's talking about. You had made an erev tafshirin, but not for hatmana. You made an erev tafshirin for cooking or for baking. V'chananye, this is according to Chananye, but even Beit Shammai. That's what Rabbi's Abai's answer is. According to Rabbi, Rabbi said they never had an Erev Tafshirin. He said, no, he might have Tafshirin, just not for this purpose. And we know that Beit Shammai, according to Chananya, needs different Erev Tafshirin. Okay, that was pretty straightforward. Mishnah carries on and says, V'ein Zokfir Rabbi Norah. So we explained yesterday that we were speaking about a steel, like a steel lamp. A steel lamp. Actually thought I'd give this cheer from the sukkah, but I've got a lot of kids sleeping outside in the sukkah, so I can't wake them up, so I had to go and hide out somewhere else. But I think coffee you can drink outside the sukkah, right? Not a problem. Okay, so my kavit. So what were you doing over here? So I'm Rav Chanina ben Bisna, Chanina ben Bisna, hachav benorah shel chuliot haskinan. It's not just dumb like we thought originally, and a lamp fell over. And he said, you can't straighten it. It was one of these chuliot made like pieces of parts that you can disassemble it or assemble it. Right? That's what we're speaking about over here. Of chuliot. But the mikseh kabone, and there it looks like you're building it. If you put it back together again, So it looks like you are building it. There's a rush right at the top there, right? Ukeshenafla, when it fell, nifredu chiliotea. When it fell over, so it fell apart, right? And there he says, because there's binyan. He says, the Beit Shammai yesh binyan mekadim. We know there's a machloket. Isn't there binyan mekadim? Right? We learned the Gemara Masech Shabbos already. And with the we said this rule, there wasn't binyan mekadim, remember? So when it comes to kadim, the thing is boneh. So if your cupboard, for example, you can close the drawer. That's not boneh. Right, Ube Hilal Sabre ain't binyan mekadim. So Beit Shammai says it's binyan and stira. The Agudah Bach adds in here, yes binyan v'stira mekadim. Ube Hilal Omrim ain't binyan v'stira mekadim, ain't stira mekadim. So therefore, Beit Hilal says not a problem. You can do it. You can put this lamp back together. And Beit Shammai says you can. Then look at the quite nice Rashi there at the top there, the third white lines. V'anochavelim ken asabo melacha kegon memachek umechatech or orega or tofer. If you do one of the melachot of Shabbos, actually like to do it. Then one of the melochas themselves would be asu. Avar chazrat chuliot, just putting back together something that had fallen apart. She'ein ba'elam yishum binyan. Ein bone ele bebatim v'olim. So that's when it comes to houses, when it comes to tents. Kind of there you can say bone. I think it's the same thing. Bone today, you say whatever occasion where they're putting up, opening a tent. Opening a tent on Shabbos. Assembling the city of bone. Look, maybe today we would say that the lamp would be muktzah if it was Shabbos, let's say. Right, on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, let's say that it's a non-electric lamp. Let's say that it's a lamp that's like a torch, you know, and it fell over, and you put it back together again. You're allowed to take fire and light the candle on Yom Tov. It'd be no problem. It'd be no problem. All right. So Ula Ukli Lebei Rav Yehuda Kam Sham. Now, the Gemara is a story which is a little bit different. He arrived at Rav Yehuda's house, and he shamas kam shamay zakev la sharga. Put the sharga back together again. So that zakev la sharga says shayar otzeh she yistalek kashem in lachabat. But the reason why he did it, he sort of straightened out this lamp. The lamp was maybe bent over a little bit. He turned up. Rashi says the reason he wanted to do it was because he wanted to yistalek kashem in lachabat, that the oil should move backwards, loy mashach haptila, away from the wick, v'techabe and go out. Rashi says, Yasharga is ner shel cheres, a kreuzel beloaz. Since it's a porcelain lamp, right? And so Zakir Shem, so Ativei Rav Yudah Ula, so Rav Yudah asks Ula Kashi, what do you mean, Aten Shem Ben'er? And we know, and we've got a quote to Mishnah, yeah, Aten Shem Ben'er, Chaya Bishul Mavir. If you put oil in, so then you chaya for lighting a fire. But Amistapek, when if you take it out, Chaya Bishul Mechabe. So he says, what's your shamas doing over here? He says, Amadei Lava Data. It's not me. I never asked him to do this. He's doing this by himself. Don't talk to me. Go talk to the shamas. Okay, but it's clearly different to our case. Even though he says, Zokev Sharga. Our case, we explained already. Zokev Sharga, it wasn't lit. It wasn't a fire. There was nothing in it. It was just that you'd fallen over and the chuliot had fallen apart. Okay. Now, more on the same idea. We're still discussing all these things to do with Yom Tov. Of an umbrella, we say that umbrella is asu to open on Yom Tov, that's bonnet, that's like an oil. On Shabbos, it would be definitely asu, an umbrella. Look, that's for Pekuach Nefesh. Switching on a light. Kelkon to Chazonish, we said they're bonnet, because the Chazonish wanted to say that closing a circuit was bonnet. Rav Shlomo Zalman Albach was cholek on him. It's a whole sefer written about it, I'll discuss it with you. Right, he didn't like the idea, and he said, well, my mother-in-law has got a hearing aid, and every time she turns the hearing aid out, she's over in Bonnet. He didn't understand that. But the Chazonish said there was Bonnet, but I think it was a chiddush for Chazonish. Or the Rav Tzadok once gave us a shir many, many years ago, I think in Ira Krawitz's house, if I'm not mistaken. And he wanted to try and say that it was based on a Rambam. I'm not sure if anybody remembers that. Remember that Ira? No, okay. I didn't think you would. Okay. And in fact, I'll refresh your memory. The only person in the shir who knew what he was talking about when he said about Bonnet was Daphne Goldberg. I remember that. And he asked a question, and Daphne Goldberg was the only one in the shir who answered. And she said Bonnet. And he got taken aback there by that. Okay. Long time ago. Okay. Amar Rav. So now, the Mishnah Shas says this is Amar Rav Yehuda, not Rav. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Kanva Shari. What's a Kanva? So Rashi says over here is Limchot Rosh HaPtila. So it says here, if you do something, you've got a candle, and you do something to the wick to make the wick burn better, right? Rashi should say pecham shekurin mokir beloaz. Rashi says over here mokir beloaz. It says parush limchote rosh aptila shenase pecham lahapil et rosh aptila kshusoref. While it's burning, even you like figure out so that it becomes like a bit of a coal type thing so it can light better. He says that seems to be muta. It says that's muta. It says Shari, you can do that. He says, what do you want to, because you shouldn't, if you have a relationship with your wife, you shouldn't have it in the light. Right? He says, Avia Rashi is Yadavar Acher. I thought Rashi said, Davar Acher. Yeah, the Shamesh Mitato. Can you relationship with your wife? Why don't you put the lights on? Can you switch all the lights on? Like extinguish the candle. So Amalo, Eshav Acher, what's your problem? Go to a different house or a different room. She says, ain't nobody Acher. He hasn't got another house, another room. My. If she lasot a mechitza, says you build a mechitza. What's the problem? She says I know a mechitza. My, well then what? She says if she lechapot lavet a kli, you can just cover the kli. You can put a couple of it and a bit of a like a gram and it'll put it go on its own, or maybe even a big kli and just like hide the light, you know, like not put it out. She's giving all ideas here of why they have to extinguish. She says I know a kli. My, if you haven't got a kli, then what? Amale asur. That's asur. So now. This was Bar Marta asking Abaye. So now Etivay, I'm not sure if it's Bar Marta himself asking the question now or if it's a Gemara, but Etivay, quite a bright over here, Ein Mechabin Eta Bekaat Kedei Lachus Aleah. So if you've got like a block of wood or something and you worry that you want to save it, you can't extinguish it. So that you can't do. Ve'im B'shvil Shelo Yit'ashen Abaye, if you worry that it's going to smoke out the whole house, right? Or HaKedeira, or there's a pot that's going to burn out and that's going to overcook. Right, so then it's definitely mutar. So he says, what's the problem? Well, he's trying to draw a parallel over here. He says, there are times when you're allowed to do it if it's, I suppose, for Inyan de Yoma. So here, why can't you just extinguish the candle? It's for terrorizing with your wife. Now, I saw a note somewhere that on the food, you definitely can't ask the question. Because to extinguish the food, the light for the pot won't be burnt, that is bishul, that's ochel nefesh. So that might be allowed. The question is, how come we said over here, it says, Ein mechabin et ha-beka'at lachus aleah. Right? That you shouldn't, just on the piece of wood. That's the question that we see over there. If your house is going to smoke up, you're allowed it. And that's certainly ochel nefesh. Right? If it's smoking your house. So Amar Lei, so he says to you, okay, well he seems to say it's asur, he doesn't agree with you. Okay. So maybe that's what Bar Marta's question, right? Maybe why not? In other words, it's muta, you're right. So I think that the question is, even he thinks it's tzorich, because it's lav dafka tzorich ochel nefesh, but it's tzorich of the chag, maybe, of, you know, of simcha. Maybe that's what he thinks. But maybe you're right. Maybe the question is, maybe that's his question. Because the answer is each of the same answer, because he answers him, Rav Yehuda says, Ahi, Rebbe Yehudahi. That's Rebbe Yehuda the Tana who says mutar. When I said Asur, I'm going to call it Rabbanan. So there seems to be a machloket over here. If you look at Rashi, it says Rabbi Yehuda d'amar lekaman. Rashi says, we'll see this machloket later on Daf Kafchet in a couple of days. It says, Machshire ochel nefesharu. Not only ochel nefesh itself, but even hechsher, even machshire, of things that are needed in the preparation of ochel nefesh, also okay. V'darshu yaseh lachem, lekol tzorchechem. So maybe you're right. Maybe it's even hutra miktachse hutra everything. The kol tzorchechem for everything, right? V'hai nami tzorchechem. That's part of his tzorch. V'chein tashmish tashmish is part of tzorch. You're wrestling with your wife. It's part of tzorch. V'ana it says Rabbi Yehuda says v'ana sarna k'rabanan de darshehu levado. So there's a pasuk of there lachem or levado, right? If it's for everything or just for you, for yourself, or chnefesh. So he seems to be a bachlok there. He's showing him over there, and he's pasuk nakrabana. So another question. Buy me, Rabba. Can you put out the fire in Yontif? So now the Gemara explains, or he explains his question. Where's it's life endangering? So look at me, by there's not a question, right? We're asking you a question where it's pikuach nefesh. That's partial, it's allowed. I'm asking you where it's not pikuach nefesh, but I've got a nice table that's busy catching a light. Do I have to watch my table, my expensive table being burnt to pieces, or my clothes, or whatever the case is, burning down? Or can I put it out on Yontif? He says, Amale Asur. He says, Asur. Right? Same question. So Abaya asked Rabbi this question. Rabbi says Asur. So he said, brings the same question, but you can't just simply, if there's a piece of wood there, like in the fireplace, you can't switch to stop it from burning. However, so he says again, maybe this is all part of the of Yom Tov Mlalu. He says, Ahu Rabbi Yudhi, he came in and Rabbi, same answer. So Bami Rav Ashmi Ameimar, same question. What about putting in like a bit of this, you know, like cool blue stuff into your eye? Now, it had medicinal elements. Okay, it wasn't necessarily the best medicine in the world, but it was a bit medicinal. So that's his question. Can you put this into your eyes? Look at Rashi over here. Lemikha ina, lashum, lasumbo, kechol, lerefua. Rashi said, we're talking here particularly about refua, not for makeup, you know, for decorative purposes. So he says again, "Hechad ikas akana wedge dangerous could go and read her ditzah dama dimata v'katcha utchilat uchle." Rashi says, "Yeah, tchilat uchle is the beginning of the infection. Tchilat acholi shel kol elu. These are all different types of eye infections. So I'm not going to go through them in detail." So he says, "There, Lord, Pasha, I'm asking you the question. Dafidu b'shabbos shai we'muta ki kemi bala. I'm asking you sof uchle. You already had antibiotics. Let's say you're already feeling much better, but now you should put it in." I think Rashi says, "Yeah." Sof uchla shekarov lehitrapotu, it's already getting better. Ve'ein lo kochel ele lahagia me'oro. So you're just putting it in, I don't know, to like you put eye drops in. Like your eyes a little bit sore, to like put the eye drops in to make it feel a little bit better. That's the question. So he says, "I'm an asur." He says, "Asur." So again, he brings the same kasha. And the Gemara is really like had enough of answering the same question, and says, "But shani lake and shani." And he asked him. He answered like he answered up until now. The same answers. Machlok and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nan, and he passes like Rabbi Nan. Rabbi Yehuda is Michael. He Rabbi Nan is Machmir. Okay, so the Gemara says on that. Ameimah shari lemikhal in the nochi b'shapter. Ameimah said that it's mutar to have a goy dude on to put this mikhal into your eyes. And he came as a yesh omi. But not only did Ameimah say you could do it, but Ameimah gufay kachal ene minochi b'shapter. He said he himself had a goy do it to him. So Amar Rav Ashi la Ameimah. So Ashi says to Ameimah, Ameimah, I understand. What's your heter here? What's the basis for your kula over here? Ma datich da Amar ula. Parade Rabbi Elai, because Ural the Rebbe once said they're called Tzorchei Chole Osa Inochi B'Shabbos. Are you basing it on that kula that Ula Parade Rabbi Elai once said that anything to do with the chole you can allow a goy to do on Shabbos? But V'Amar Rav Huna called Avash Emo Sakana Omenochi V'Ose, and maybe another kula you're thinking that Rabbi Huna said. That whatever hasn't got a sakana, a goy can do for you. He said, but I don't understand. Because if that's what you're basing it on, honey, mili hechad lo mesayi b'hane, that's where you didn't do any help, where the goy did it all himself. Avamar, but your case, he calls him mar, out of respect, but you, ula, kemesayi, not ula, ameimar, sorry, kemesayi b'hane de ka'amitz patach, but you helping the goy. Why? Look at Rashi over here. Amitzu patach, where so geru poteach, we say enough. You're basically opening and closing your eyelashes. Lachnis akhol, to help him. You opening and you closing. That's called assisting him. So in the other case, they were speaking about the goy was doing it by himself. But yeah, you party to the act. Would that be the same? So Amalei, so Amema says to him, Iker Rav Zvid kai kevatech. He says that Rav Zvid agrees with you, he says. He's also had this ask, look here, Shaya, Mak Sheli Kabutach. He also used to ask me these kashas like you and say, why am I doing it? There's somebody else who thinks like you. Vashani Lan, how did I answer him? Messiah Ein Bo Mamish. When it comes to helping, that's not considered anything. Look at Rashi here. Vashayu Parakti Lo, I was a Dachiti, I fobbed him off. Mishay no se melach mamish. If you aren't doing the melach, it's mamish. Ele Messiah Ein Ma'at Kia, like in this way, what am I doing? I'm opening my eye. Right, ubelav hu mit abda ein bo mamish. And if I hadn't helped him, he'd still be able to do it because he could just have pulled the eye out himself. Because my helping him wasn't the enabler; it was just making it a bit more comfortable. Even if I hadn't helped him, would be able to do it. And look at the Rashi here, the fourth last line of Rashi, important Rashi. V'hachi amr masechet Shabbos daf tzadik gimel. We learn this in Shabbos on daf tzadik gimel. Right, gabe ze yachol v'ze enu yachol. Remember we had that sugya there. If ze yachol v'ze enu yachol, he could do it and he couldn't do it. Yachol chayav. If two people did a melocha, and the one guy, if he had just started on his own, would be able to do the melocha, and the other guy who was with him, if he had been on his own, he wouldn't be able to do the melocha. So it's the guy who was on his own is chayav, and v'she'enu yachol, and the other guy is patur. Even though he's there and helping him, Messiah and Meshazif is not there. So basically in my family, we've got a tradition, my father always asks us to help. And what does help mean? Stand and watch me do it.
Sure.
Then Rosh Hashanah is saying true. So there, we're not chayev, because we're not doing anything. We're helping. We're helping by watching. As long as you don't do anything, then you're called helping. You aren't chayev, right? So you've got to help do something to do chayev, right? So you're not right. So now we've got another story. He says, "Amemar said you could do it. This putting this thing in your eyes on Yom Tov Sheni or Rosh Hashanah. Remember, Rosh Hashanah is a big problem because Rosh Hashanah we said is Yom Arichta, one long Yom Tov. Right? So Amar Rav Ashi LaMeimar. No, we pasken laLocha that Yom Arichta. Yeah, Sofi. So Amar Rav Ashi LaMeimar. What did Vahamar Rav? Didn't Rav say? Yeah, this is the, you can check it up, right? Then Rav say, "Meit b'yom tov rishon yit asku b'amin." If he died on first day Yom Tov, then the goyim must deal with him. B'yom tov shayin yit asku, if on second day Yisraelim, v'afinu b'shnei yamim tov b'shosho iv Rosh Hashanah. So what was that? So he says, ask, that seems like Rosh Hashanah is okay. He says, no. He says, ma she'en kan b'beitza. That's a special din in a person in a dead body. Look at Rashi. The kedusha achatain. It's one big kedusha. Veloi kelu biyom tov shein Rosh Hashanah edel inyan mate bilbad. It was a special kula for mate, for nothing else. So how can you allow me out to put this mikul on Yom Tov Sheini? It's not a safek Yom Tov safek thing. So Amalei anekinar die severely. So I pasken up that talmidechem of Nahar die. The Amar afabeitza. They don't have that let there where he said the mashen kem beitza. They pasken afabeitza. Okay, and explains why. So the Haggadah Bach changes this over here. It's not umay datich, demay datich. What is your sfara that you want to say it's asur? Right? Dilma ma'arvela elu. Because you think, they might have had an ibur on elu, made elu in Rosh Chodesh elu 2 days, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is pushed over 1 day. And that's a whole, in other words, that Yom Tov Sheini of Rosh Chodesh is actually a safek. He says, but ha'amar Rav Chanina. To Rav Chanina say, we know this is the vav already. That Bar Kahana, what Ezra Vailach, Lomat Shin Elu Mubar. We've never, since Ezra's times, there's never been a why, because we had a fixed calendar. So we know that Yom Tov Sheini Rosh Hashanah is really Yom Tov Sheini of Galil. It's not a Safek or a Yom Tov at all. And it's a Minach because of Yom Tov Vailach, so therefore it's because of that he's not Machbir. It's interesting. I don't think we're Paskin like that. I think on Yom Tov Sheini, on Rosh Hashanah, we said we were Machbir on Yom Tov Sheini for Rosh Hashanah. I think we were Machbir. Okay, the Mishnah said again, but one of the other minhagim there by Sham by Rabbi Gamliel was that ain often pitting grits in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't make big pitters, just small ones, right? That was like Terabanan, but Sham ain often pat abav pesach with material. Look what's a bright idea from a Sechip Sachim. So Beit Sham says that you can't make thick pit matzah, thick bread or pat abav on pesach. Hillel says material. Look at Rashi, but pesach. So Rashi says, "Via kesal kedat tachshani achol leshomra mihichmit, mihichmit." Right? Why would you? What was the concern on Pesach? If you made it too thick, it might become chometz. Might become chometz. That's the hava amina, right? So the Gemara says, "But kama pat ave? How much? How thick is pat ave?" So Rashi says, "Sheetuva hil." Hil says, "No problem." So Amrav Huna tefach must be a tefach. Why? Shechen matzinu belechem apanim. Listen to this, a very good answer. This. I love you. I wrote this down last night. Shechen matzinu belechem apanim tefach. The lechem apanim was a tefach thick. How do we know that? Look at Rashi. Shehu matza k'naminan b'chol ha-menachot. In all the menachot, or the korbanot of mincha, it was chometz. Ba'od matza, not right. Ve'ov yor tefach. It was as thick as a tefach. Why? K'shmo lechem apanim. Melechem Apanim was called the face bread, right? Not the show bread, the face bread. Why is it called the face bread? Because Yesh Lo Panim had a face. The Ein Panim Pchutin Mitefach. A face can't be less than a Tefach. If it's less than a, it's called having a face. Okay? That's actually Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. We're living in the Masechet Sukkah. Right? So that's how you say the Tefach. So now, so according to this, the Machlok, but Shama Hilal is. Can you bake up to a tefach on Pesach? Because it might be chometz. But yet we see that the lechem apanim itself was chometz. I mean, was matzah. Wasn't chometz. So Maskim Rav Yosef, so now, so Behilel says, no problem, you can do it. The Gemara is a kasha now on Beis Hillel. Well, maybe on says Beis Shammai says Enofin, and Beis Hillel says Matirin, and Rav Huna says Tefach. So, and what's Rav Huna's proof? Because Lechem Apani was Tefach, and Lechem Apani was Matzah. So Rav Yosef got a kasha here on with Rav Huna. She said, Matzah Rav Yosef, if Amr Bezrizin, you're a big shayla Zrizin, you say that it's not a problem that with the, you want to compare it to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Zrizin. The Kohani was Zrizin. That would make sure it would become Chometz. You say that everybody can just make bread on Pesach and not worry. Second question, Im Amru Bepat Amala. There, when it came to the Lechem HaPanim, look at Rashi, Pat Amala, a briar below says, Shayata un gimel me'ot shifa. There were 300 kneadings in it. Shifshuf b'yadu b'chamesh mor p'ita. With their hands and with their fists and punching it. Shaf achat, they would knead it once, bo'et shtaim, and like hit it twice. Shaf shtaim, knead it twice, bo'et shlosh, and hit it three times. So there was a tremendous amount of work done in the Lechem HaPanim. So that's why it was so needed, it wouldn't rise so quickly. It had been worked on so much, it rose much slower. So there you could say Lechem HaPanim, they could make it in a tefach, it wouldn't become chometz. Yomer v'pacha and amla, but just regular pat, which is not, you're going to say that there's also not a problem. In Amubu, Eitzim Yaveshim, there in the Beit HaMikdash, they use special dry wood. Look at Rashi, Mitubaav, Ayu Poskim, Midichot Eitzim. From Tubaav, they already stopped cutting the wood. Now, there's all the wood that was cut, chopped down for the Maracha, for the Beit HaMikdash, was in Masechet Tanit, we learned this, God in Masechet Tanit. And they'd only use this wood, which they brought from the Lishkata Eitzim. That was wood that was already cut down during the summer months. So it was made sure that by the time they got to use it, it was completely dry. They would never chop down wood in the winter months, which was wet. So the fires would burn very, very well, right? So you can say the same thing about a regular guy's oven where during the year he's using, he's baking wood, it's going to become chometz. Im amru betanur cham, and again, because of that reason, Rashi says, whatever the case was, that the ovens were burning all day long, they were very, very high heats. So therefore, the bread would bake very quickly, become a tech without becoming chometz. Right? Yomru betanu tzonen, a regular tanur. Yomru betanu shel matechet. Again, it was a steel matechet. How do you know the Beit HaMikdash was a steel oven? Rashi says, yeah, matechet zvakim. They said, the tanur shel mikdash shel matech was steel, because it was because of mishum shtei alechem. The shtei alechem is for of shavuot, but lechem apanim, which they used every week, shafiatan v'gdushatan, but no, they became kadosh in the tanur, and therefore it had to be a klisharet. And a klishat as a rule was made from steel, not from cheres. Yomru betanu shel cheres. You can say that even in a regular tanu. So bottom line is, Rav Yosef seems to have brought a knockout of the Rav Huna. You can't tell me that you can compare the lechem apanim, and therefore it's a tefach that you can bake on Pesach because of this. That's ridiculous. The lechem apanim could be a tefach and achinam because of all these conditions here, which made sure it wouldn't become chometz. The regular guy can't bake a tefach, so Ovi can't be a tefach. So I'm Rav Yehuda Abba Shailted Rabbi Biyuchid. He says, Ash Rabbi, my Rabbi, not Rabbi Yudan Asi, my Rabbi. Right? Beyichud. Rashi says, what does it mean, Beyichud? He says, Beinu, ask him in private this question. So the Gemara says, Umanu Rabbi, who's his Rabbi? Who's his Rabbi? Sorry, Umanu, who's his Rabbi of Rabbi Yerba Bar Abba? He says, Rav. And he said to him, my Pat Ave, and he said, not Pat like Rav would have said, that it's Pat Tefach, Ela Pat Meruba, meaning you can bake a lot of bread. Not thick bread, a lot of bread. That's what he meant. The Gemara says, "Could Amri say Yesh Omri?" Then it wasn't Rav Yirmiya, but it was Amr Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Rav, the name of Rav. And Rav said, "Shaili Ted Rabbi Biyichud." And Manu, who's his Rabbi? Rabbeinu Hakadosh. And he said to him, "My Pat Ave," and he said, "Pat Meruba." So Rashi says, "Avihya Pat Meruba." Velav Mishum Chimutz. And the whole Hava Mina, which we thought about, was because of Chimutz. That's not the reason. It's not because of Chimutz. Ele Mishum De Tirach Tarche Yetayre LeMachar UleYom Acher. Because if you're on Yontif, if it's Pesach, and you're baking too much, you basically, it's clear, if you make too much bread, it's for another day, it's for tomorrow, it's not for Yontif. That was the issue with it, that you shouldn't bake too much for the day after Yontif. So now the Gemara says, why is it called thick pat and not a lot of pat? He's Mishum to the Fisher Belisha. He says, why? Because there's lots of kneading going on. To be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure what that answer is. Inami Oba Atre the High Tana, in this Tana's town, Pat Meruba, Pat Avukar, they're called Pat Meruba, lots of pat, thick pat. It was a garbage, lots of bread. I don't know, maybe because you've got to knead a lot of the dough to make lots of bread, and you've got to work hard for it. Maybe that's the first answer. So the Gemara says, now, Michtei du Mishum Getarich Tircha de Lo Tzarichu, if the reason that we're coming back to now is not Chometz like we thought in the Hava Amina, But the whole reason is because you're working too hard. You're making lots of effort. So my area Pesach, why dafka did the Brighter teach us that you shouldn't do it on Pesach? Afilu b'shayim tovim nami any yontif. Why dafka Pesach? You're right, anachin nami 100% correct. There's no specific reason. V'tane b'yom tov the Pesach kai. The Tane happened to be discussing halachos of yom tov on Pesach, and he mentioned Pesach. But 100% it applies across the board, all the yontif. Anachin Brighter as well. It says beitzarim and lofin pat merube b'yom tov. We have a matin. So we have Brighter actually says a different lashon, not pat ave, but pat meruba, lots. And we're talking about Yontif Stam, not just Pesach. Another Brighter which clarifies all of this. So we see the answer is like Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, that's pat merube, and it's not only on Pesach, it's on Yontif as well. And Beit Hillel is matirin. The big question now is, why is Beit Hillel matirin? Look at Rashi over here. Beit Hillel says, matir ked amrinan. So the Gemara quotes over here, daf we saw this masechta. Shehapat nefa yafeh kshatanu malim. We saw that already. The opinion that I think it was Rava. Maybe it's worth going to look at the Gemara quickly on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We see this, on the contrary, it's actually better to bake with a full oven because the heat is evenly, is evenly distributed, and it won't come to burn, and the bread comes out better. All right, remember that we already saw this. Let's see if I give myself half a 10 seconds to find it. If I don't find it, then we'll carry on. And No, I can't find it. Okay, I don't know where time we're going to go. All right, new Mishnah. So Mishnah Slak is, Af hu amar shlosha dvarim lahakel. So we saw that Rabban Gamliel, right, in the previous Mishnah, he mentioned three chumras of their family, right, about hatmana. It's worth doing chazor quickly on what the three chumras were. So he said, v'sharim lo yechem adam chamin, you should just warm up food for your feet. A water story, hot water, wash your one of your avari, elim ken, and that you can drink. He says, mutar. And he says over there, Shloshad Rabbi Rabbi Gamliel Machm Shabbos. No hatmana. And you go and zokef the menorah if it fell over. And you don't bake big loaves, right? So in addition to that, he said, I'm a Shloshad Rabbi Nakel. He said, three things you could do, the three kulas. Mechabdin Beit HaMitot. What is Beit HaMitot? Right? Cleaning out these rooms. Rashi says Beit HaMesiba. So like your entertainment hall. Right, like an entertainment room, right? She ochlin shami eat there. Shayu mesubin vaochlin al gabe hamitot. They would like, remember, they'd recline like Persian style on beds. So it was called Beit HaMitot. You could clean them out. Umeinichin et amugmar beyomtov. Mugmar like top of an essence, like a not essence. What's it called? That you light those things. What's it called? That makes a smell. Incense, not essence. Incense. Thank you. Right, he says, "Manicha da mugmar b'yomtov." You can put out incense on yontov. Rashi says, "Yeah, levona al gabik." He says, "Levona, right? Like a frank incense al gabik on coals on yontov." V'osin gedim mekulas b'leila pesachim. Mekulas, Rashi says, "Kraav u'bnei ma'av kluyin chutzelo b'tzido." That you took out its innards and its legs are like tied up, like on the spit, like a korban pesach. You can do it. Now, I think the Taimanim do it, by the way. If I'm not mistaken. We don't. We say it's like kochim b'chutz. That's why on Pesach you don't have tzali. I've got a feeling now. I don't even motzi la, but I think I heard somebody tell me that the Taimanim do it. Right into the Rabban Gamliel shita. So it says over here, mekulas b'tzido keshetzu while you're roasting it. But you will see zeichin amigdash. B'mash zeichin amigdash. Right, shekatuv bo al kriav al kribo. Exactly, they do the roast of mekulas. What do you mean, Rashi says? What do you mean, mekulas? Lashon gibor muzeh, like an armed soldier. Shekli zayno tolim, but he's got his sword on his side. Kli metargeminan v'koved nechoshet v'kulsed denichsha. Right, he basically says he's got his innards strapped up on the outside of him, as if those are his sword, right, on the soldier. So those are the three things that Rabbi Gamliel were making on to clean out the rooms and to put mugmar and to do this mekulas. V'chachamim osrin, and look at Rashi there, b'shloshtan, chachamim is asrin, all three of them. Now Rashi gives a reason there, why, all three of them. Look there, b'shloshtan, daddy, you better go. Right? But kibud mishum ashwi gomas, gumot. Why for cleaning out the room? Because you're basically straightening out the floor in your house, and that's ashwi's body. Ube mugmar mishum delav tzorech kol nefesh. Not kol nefesh. Tzorech nefesh means kol nefesh, what everybody does. Mehai time ashwi le b'ktuva b'perek rishon. Asher yochal lechol nefesh, everybody. Davar hashaveh lechol nefesh. Vezeh eino ele lemefunakim. This is only for the spoiled guys. This is only the mefunakim. Not everybody does this. Just a couple of fine schmeckers. Right? And therefore it's not mutar. Right? E or lemi sherei choros. So he's got a very bad smell. So he's got a bad smell. Right? So that's why they said asher chachamim. Ubigdei mekulas. Sorry, sherei chora ubigdei mekulas. And doing a goat like that on the spit. People will say, right? Chachamim said, no, you can't. People start thinking that you can make kochim mechutz. Okay, so those are the three things that they were makers. I'm Rav Asi Machlok in the Gamar. Rav Asi said like this. This, he says, this mekulas, says, this, not mekulas, sorry, this mugmar, he says, Rav Asi says that the machlok is legamer, aval hariach divrei hakol mutar. He says that when Rabbanan says you can't do it, I said that you actually can't light it on Yontif. But if it's there, of course you can smell it. Okay? So look at Rashi here. Machlok is legamer, second wild answer, Rashi here. Keshashu chavim lo ashu ele keshemenicho kedele legamer bokeilim. He says, Rashi defines this, he tightens it up. He says, not just the machlok to light it, says specifically to put it under clothes. Look how he explains it. Shenoten amachate ima levona vagechalim tachana begalim. You actually take this pan with the coals and the incense, and you put it under the kalim, under the clothes, under the whatever it was. Lahachnis ben reach to make it smell nice. Put the smell into the kalim. The lav lahanat gufu. It's clear that it's not for your body. We say ochel nefesh. Maybe if you're going to smell it for yourself, it's one thing, but to actually go and make your clothes right, that wouldn't be okay. Right, about meniach levona gabe gechalim, even to stick it on coals, la riach reach mutar. So Rashi says that according to Ula, you can actually chatchila even light the incense on Yontif if it's to smell. The machloket Rabbi Chachamim and Rabbi and Rabban Gamliel is for clothes. She hanat gagufu that of ochel nefesh dami right vahashte lemay dek amrav Asi lo avet time at Rabbanah mishum davar hashav dechol nefesh shleel el mishum de lekishut kailim hum chametz. Basically for like decorative purposes, when they come and hadar, they're going to go back in Russia, they're going to change their mind at 1:30. So according to Rav Asi in the Hava Amina, Asi is narrowing down this machloket that even Rabbanah would agree that you could light the incense on Yontif, put it on the coals if it was in the room to smell. What Rav Asi, what Rabbanan is saying is asur is to take it and put it under a piece of clothing and let the smell go into the clothing specifically. Okay, that's what he says over here. So meitivei on that, the Gros Akashia on Rav Asi. Ein mechabdim beit hamitot b'yom tov. You can't clean, but the Chachamim say ein mechabdim beit hamitot b'yom tov. Right? V'sherabban beit Rabban Gamliel mechabdim. And we see that Rabban Gamliel said you could. Right? Now, the kasha carries on. So we see that the Chachamim, we're trying to understand, is Rav Asi right at this machloket that Chachamim allow you to light it on Yontif? Mm-hmm. So let's look at another machloket in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Chachamim say you can't clean out the house, the Beit HaMitot. And Rabban Gamliel said yes. So Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzadok, Pamim Arbe Nichlachti Achar Abel Beit Rabban Gamliel. He went with his father to Rabban Gamliel's house. But he says over there, they never cleaned out the rooms on Yontif, like the Mishnah seems to say. But Rabbi Gideon said you could clean out the Beit Yom Tov. Ella, what did they do? They cleaned out very well Erev Yom Tov. Then, Porosil and Sedinim, they would then line the whole floor with like blankets or sheets or some sort of lining. And Lemachar, Kesheorchim Nichlasin, when the guests came in tomorrow, right? And Rashi says, Kesheorchim Nichnasin, Shehen Kri Besudat HaNasi Lichvod Yom. They call them, come to the Nasi to come and eat. Then, Mesalkin Ras Dinim, after they left, I imagine, they take these Dinim away. V'nimtza HaBayit B'Kadbed Me'elav. And now the house is clean. Because they'd have the floor would be lined with blankets. You want to come and eat, make a big mess. Then they'd take the blankets away with all the dirt. And suddenly the house is now clean. So he's saying over here, Rabbi Lazar Tzadok is saying that they didn't even clean out the house. V'lo, right? So Amrulo Chachamim said to him, and I didn't like this answer of what Rav Eliezer ben Tzadok says. How can that be? Says im ken ap shabbat mutar lasot ken. Then what's the big chiddush of the Rabbi Gamliel being mutar on Yontif? If what you say is what they did, they give you that on Shabbos, right? So it's a question number two. The ein menichin amukma mi Yontif. Look here, he says to him from the Mishnah. The Chachamim said you couldn't do menichin mukmar. And again, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, pamim har beidich nachti achar abba the Beit Rabban Gamliel. V'lo ayu menechin tamug rabbi yom tov, el bevin ardaskaot shel barzel u'mashinu tamir yom tov. They bring these big steel things. Rashi says ardaskaot. In other words, what the Gemara is trying to prove over here is, Ravasi can't be right. Ravasi can't say, be right, that Chachamim allowed you to light the incense on yom tov. Because according to lighting incense on yom tov, Chachamim say you can do it for smelling, just not for clothes. Implies Rabban Gamliel's house, they would light it for clothes. Okay? So he's starting from Mechabdin. We see already even Mechabdin, they didn't even allow Mechabdin. It was just like a byproduct of how they got it to become clean, like a grumma. And same thing with the smoke. They would bring these big adaskaot. Rashi's adaskaot, he says over here, are nevonim u'menukavim, nevuvim u'menukavim, like very holy and clear, full of holes. U'mashinu tam eri yontif, they'd light them up eri yontif, u'pokakim nikvahin, and then they'd block them up. So all the incense would stay inside the kli on erev yontif. And lemachar, and then tomorrow, right, on yontif, when the visitors came, potchin et nikvahin v'nimtza habayit mitgamer me'alav. They wouldn't light the incense, even for the people, for smell, let alone for the clothes. Then they'd open up the holes, and wah, all the smell would come out. So Amrulo, Chachamim said to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok, imken, if you're right, so after Shabbat mutar la'asot kein. Even on Shabbos you could do that. Well, there's no issue here, so why would Chachamim say asur to do that? You would have said the machlokets only with regards to clothes, with regards to people. Even on Shabbos you could do a chidush then. Ela itmar ha'chitmar. This is what the story was about. And Rav Asi now says, I don't know if Rav Asi changes his mind, but the Gemara rephrases Rav Asi. It's pashut that it wasn't a case that Rabbi Gamliel's house they had light the incense, and Chachamim said you can light it if it's when to sniff, you just can't light it if it's for the clothes. It's pashut that wasn't the case. And this is what the story was. Machloket lahariach. There's a machloket if you can even smell it or not. Aval legamer asur, but to light it, it's clear that it would be asur. Look at Rashi. Machloket lahariach. About 7 hours up at the bottom. Hatam who the shayra Rabbi Gamliel aniach b'yom tov k'la riach. Rabbi Gamliel will allow you to bring the yontif to smell it. Ketana kamed Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok. Rabbanan asrei. Tebeinan davar hashav lechol nefesh. And Rabbanan said no, because everybody has to be equal, and this smelling of incense is not something everybody does. So maalash. Okay, there's a kid over there. Okay, I think about a gamer ibailu mayu. You know what? Let's stop over here. It's a good place to stop. It's time to get a shul. We can all get a shul on time.